And we so often forget that on our spiritual journeys that we are here to be human. Welcome to Heart Compass, a podcast that's all about figuring out your own path in life, finding your love and light, and being guided by your intuition through it all. Welcome to episode 8, I think it's episode 8. Crazy. It's every time I start this podcast, it's so funny to me because when I started it, I was planning on doing an episode every week. And now we do one like every year. But that's okay. That is totally okay. Because I told myself I would only record podcasts when I really had something to say and I really felt like talking. Well, I do feel like talking a lot of the times, but yeah, welcome. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for clicking on this episode. I hope you're all doing very well. Spring is literally here and I'm gonna give you a little ASMR right now. I am sitting in my van right now. It's a Saturday afternoon. It's really rainy outside, but everything's like so beautifully green and luscious. And I'm just like sitting in my van next to the forest and it's raining and the birds are chirping. And I'm just gonna give you this moment of beautiful silence in nature for a second. Wow. If you've ever traveled in a van, or you have a van, or you have some love for hashtag van life, that sound of rain on the roof of the van is just so relaxing. And I've had so many nights when I lived in the van where I was like, I just love falling asleep to the rain falling onto the van. So yeah, I'm taking a little weekend off right now. That might sound a little crazy because, well, weekends are weekends. You don't work on weekends usually. Well, I think a lot of people do work on weekends too, and so do I most of the time. The past few weeks in my life have been very, very exhausting in many ways. Life has just been demanding a lot from me the past few weeks on many levels. Personally, professionally, there's so many parts of my life where I really, really had a lot going on, and it took a lot of my energy to keep everything going and to figure out how to move through these challenges, because there's been a lot of things that have been coming up in my life, in my personal life, in my professional life that I was just really overwhelmed by and I didn't know how to handle. And a lot of things got triggered, if you want to call it that, and I learned so much about myself and what I still have to learn and heal and look at in myself that's just not, you know, been looked at in a long time or not enough, or I don't know. I'm just really, really grateful for all of these challenges, but safe to say I am really exhausted, and the past few weeks have just been so intense, especially professionally, that I just did not have any like days off. Like, it was literally just go, 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 7 days a week and like 12 hours a day, which sounds a little crazy. And I think also this is not just my experience. I think collectively the whole entire world just overworks themselves a lot of the times, and I've heard this from many people, and I think it's becoming normalized to work 7 days a week, and it's becoming normal and very acceptable to just be overworked and stressed out all of the time. And I think there's even a little bit of a pressure to be overworked, because if you're not overworked, are you really doing enough? You know, I think that's a mindset that is very, very prevalent in our society, especially, you know, I live in Austria, and I think I do live a very, very privileged life, and I live in a culture where being overworked and just working as much as you can is so, so welcomed. And also, like, I know so many people, like, pretty much everyone that I know has been extremely overworked at some point, and especially the more older generations, like the adults in my life, have all pretty much been really burnt out at one point. And I think it's just so problematic that this is so normal and so even glorified in a way. Like, the hustle culture is really, really detrimental, and I think there's some people that really thrive in that, and I think there's so much beauty in really having a lot of motivation and a lot of, like, drive to build something for yourself and to work on something that you're passionate about. But I think it's really, really dangerous when it becomes super normal that everyone's just fucking burnt out. Like, what is, like, that really gets us nowhere. And I've noticed this in myself, because pretty much all my life I've been really, like, flowy with everything. And even in school, when I had a lot of, like, stuff on my to-do list and I had, like, a lot to study for and whatever, like, I was always a person that really went with the flow, and if I felt like my batteries were empty for the day, I just stopped. And that's something that came really naturally to me, but the past few weeks I've been having to go over that limit, or over that point where I'm like, if I would only listen to myself right now, I would totally just, like, close the laptop and stop working for today or for the weekend. But yeah, I've been having to cross that boundary within myself a lot recently, and I've been noticing being a lot more just, like, ungrounded and unfocused and, like, super all over the place. Because, like, the past few months I've been really figuring out a really good workflow, and I've been really coming into a really good routine with managing everything and just being organized and, you know, having my calendar down and planning my life according to all the deadlines and everything. Like, I've been really good with managing everything, and also, like, remembering stuff and just being on time and just, you know, just having my life together. I've been really having my life together for the past few months, compared to before that, because that's really subjective. But all my life I've never been the most organized person, but the past few months or weeks have been extremely organized for me. And yeah, I've noticed when I've been feeling super burnt out that I just forget everything. Like, I just don't function anymore. I've been saying this so much the past few weeks. Like, I just don't function right now. Like, my brain just doesn't function properly right now. So I was, like, forgetting a bunch of stuff, and I was just, like, you know, it was not a good vibe. It was really, really not cool, especially if you work together with other people. Like, it's so embarrassing to forget, like, the most dumb, stupid things, or to just, like, not be on time, or to forget to schedule a meeting, or to forget to, I don't know, get back to someone, or to overread an email or whatever. There was just a car here, I'm sorry. I don't know, I've just been not functioning properly in the 3D business hustle world. So I decided to take this weekend off, because it's the first weekend in, oh god, I don't know, many, many weeks where there's, like, nothing scheduled on the weekend. Like, Saturday and Sunday is just completely free in my calendar. And I was just like, I need to take advantage of this. So I just packed my van and drove into the forest, and now I'm really, really happy. And I've been having, oh, so many revelations, so many realizations, as always. You know this, if you've listened to the podcast or any other episodes. I don't know what it is about my human experience, but I'm just, it's, everything's like going so fast. Like, I feel like I'm literally a different person every few weeks, and I have a new perspective on life every few days. And I don't know, like, realizations and just, I don't know, like, coming to terms with who I am and what I'm doing here on this earth and what it's all about, and even, like, just what my soul will do after I die and shit like that. I'm like, I've been just going deep, deep, deep within my experience here on earth, and just really also, like, acquiring a lot of knowledge, which I've never been a person who enjoys reading. Like, I never, my entire life, I never understood people that, like, read for fun. Like, what, like, I was always like, what the fuck? Like, how is this enjoyable to you? Like, I would read books in school and I would be like, how do you guys do this, like, for fun in your free time? But honestly, like, the past few weeks, I've been having extreme hunger for knowledge, and I've been having such a strong, I've been so drawn to books and knowledge, especially knowledge about everything that's not physical and three-dimensional. And I'm gonna explain a little bit of that, because if you have nothing to do with any of that stuff and you've never thought about, you know, why we're here or what this is all about or what else is out there besides our, you know, human experience on this planet, then you might be thinking, is she on mushrooms? And I can confirm I am not. I am just a little woo-woo bitch, so I'm gonna explain to you real quick what I mean with that. Well, for the past few weeks, I think I've been really, there's been a lot going on externally, so I was just searching for answers, because we're at a point right now in our human evolution, speaking very broadly, where, well, everything's going to shit. I don't even see this in a negative way. I don't even think it's a negative thing, but I mean, we can all tell that collectively and globally, we're just at some sort of turning point, or a lot of systems, a lot of structures that have been, you know, enforced for a long, 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 long time are just, they're just outdated. There are so many systems that we live in that just no longer serve us as humanity and, you know, also the planet itself. Like, we're at a point where everything kind of just needs to crumble that we are able to, like, build something new. That's what I believe, at least. And, you know, being part of this really important, huge shift in humanity, I've just been, you know, kind of questioning everything that's going on in the external world, for one, but also I've been so interested in understanding the bigger picture, because often we get, like, so caught up with, you know, what's going on in our 3D world, like, you know, you know the things that are going on, and you can get so caught up in it, and I think that's really dangerous sometimes. So I've just been so interested in looking beyond that and just seeing that as a little insignificant dumb part of our shift that we're going through right now, and rather just really looking at the bigger picture and kind of seeing it from a bird's eye view. Is that what you call it? A bird's eye view? No, a bird's, I don't even know. You know what I mean. I've just been really interested in the bigger picture and what, you know, this whole thing actually has in store for us, or what's actually happening collectively, also, like, on an energetic level, because, you know, there's so many things that we can't see and can't explain and can't touch, and there are so many things that are going on that us as humans have labeled How do I say that? I'm saying we because we as humans, that's what I mean when I say that. Humans have just labeled so many things like woo-woo spiritual shit and like, oh yeah, that's just in your mind, or that's just, you know. There are so many people out there that will say that if something is not explainable by science, then it's not real. And I just think that's a really, really closed off way to think, and like a really closed-minded way to see the world. And I'm not even saying like that's the wrong way to look at it. I just know for myself that there's so much outside of that that we cannot explain and that we have not been taught in school, and that is information that some people might even call like really out there and really crazy. And like back in the day, there's been people that went to prison or, you know, even have been killed for searching for this information, or for, you know, maybe just like sharing this information, sharing an information that might not be within this box of reality that we've created as humans. That's basically what I mean. So I've been reading this book. I can recommend it to you. I've been reading this book. It's called The Three Waves of Volunteers and the New Earth by Dolores Cannon. And it's absolutely incredible. Basically, it's a really thick book. And as I said, I've never been a reader. So 600 pages is a lot for me, but I'm getting on with it really well, which I'm surprised about. But this book basically explores everything that's out there and just beyond our human minds and our human experiences. And basically all the information in there is from hypnotherapy sessions. So Dolores Cannon is basically a hypnotherapist, and the book is basically just a lot of hypnotherapy sessions just written down. So there is incredible information in there, and I think reading this book, you really have to be ready for this information, and you have to be ready to completely let go of any of the programming you've been through as a human being in this time, and basically just let go of everything you know about, you know, how things are and how they came to be and what's actually going on in the physical world. Like, you really have to just completely shatter any boxes you've been programmed to, you know, categorize the world in, basically. And it's incredible. So I've been really just diving into all of that, which has been extremely cool to have as a balance and kind of like, you know, I live in polarity, so I will go to a business meeting and just, you know, focus on making as much money as possible, and then I'll go home and read a book about hypnotherapy sessions and where our soul travels after we die and all the other planets and whatever, you know. It's just, yeah, my life's been a little crazy and a little I'm not gonna say unconventional, but you know, I've been shattering the boxes that I have been put in, or I put myself in for many, many years and for most of my life, because basically how we define who we are is just like creating these boxes. Like, when you ask someone, that's the craziest thing ever. When you ask someone, when you meet someone, or when you just ask like a random person, what are you or who are you? They will say, most of the time, I am XYZ, so name and then age. And then they'll say what they do professionally. And that's it. So I don't know. I just think that I'm like going on a huge tangent. I literally had a specific topic that I wanted to talk about, which I'm going to get into in a second, but I'm just going to like catch you guys up what's actually going on in my life. But yeah, I've been redefining who I am and what I want to do in my life and just kind of shattering any kind of boxes that I've been put in or that I put myself in over the years, which has been feeling extremely good. But also, you know, boxes are there for a reason. Boxes give you a lot of stability and comfort. And yeah, that's why on top of a lot going on in my professional life, that's why it's just been really exhausting sometimes, because I just really don't have any stability or comfort in my life right now. And I'm going to use that as a perfect segue into today's topic, which is feeling lonely, to put it in a very easy and flat way. But I've been feeling incredibly lonely in my life, and I have not been able to say that for a long time, because I think I did have this perception myself and this belief system of, especially, you know, if you are on a spiritual journey or self-discovery journey or whatever you want to call it, whatever box you want to put it in, if you are, you know, on a spiritual path, let's just call it that, on a path of finding your calling and finding out your purpose and why you're here and moving closer and closer to your essence and your soul's purpose on this earth every day, I think in this journey we sometimes forget our humanness and forget that we are here as humans in this time because we need this human experience to learn whatever we have to learn to really move forward, you know? And I think, especially in the spiritual community and with, you know, social media or just other people I've talked to about this topic, especially people who are on a self-improvement and self-discovery journey, often the belief system that applies to many, many people and that many, many people have is that having a need and not being able to fully fulfill it within yourself is a really, really bad thing. And also wanting a partner and kind of feeling lonely is a negative thing, which of course, you know, it's not the best feeling. I'm not talking about that, but it's kind of like looked at in a way of, oh yeah, you just have so much healing to do. Like, you're not, if you feel lonely and if you can't fulfill every single need yourself, I always thought that, you know, you have to work on everything yourself and you have to, you know, just kind of go on this journey alone in order for it to be worth something. Or, you know, for the longest time, I couldn't be alone. And I was so, so afraid of being alone. I was in a 6-year relationship from 14 to 20. So when I got out of that relationship at 20 years old, I didn't know anything else but being in a relationship, you know? And I was extremely afraid of, you know, being alone or like doing anything alone. It was so freaking awkward for me to do things alone. Like, I literally could not spend time with myself, with my own thoughts. And that was a really, really scary place to be. And I think it's really, really healthy to put emphasis on being able to be alone and just being really happy in your solitude. But I also think that we don't need to go into this extreme of saying, if you're fully healed and if you're fully like progressed in your spiritual journey, whatever the fuck that means, like if you would be fully progressed and like the your highest version of yourself, you wouldn't have that desire. You wouldn't have the need to have anyone else because you yourself can fulfill every need you have. That was the belief I had. And with that, I cut out a lot of people of my life, and I really just sorted through all of the people that I had in my life at one point, like in the past 2 years, I'd say, after getting out of that relationship and everything. Like, I had a really big friend circle, well, for my terms, really big friend circle. Then I cut out a lot of people, and I really sorted through all of them and kind of like reevaluated who I actually want in my life and what kind of people I want to, you know, give my time and energy to. That was a huge step, I think, for me to really evaluate on that, like who it is that I actually want in my life and what kind of people I do want to give my energy and love to. So right now I would say I have two really close friends, and that's it. Like, those really close friendships are like mean so much to me, and I'm so grateful for that. But, you know, still kind of the past few weeks, I've been feeling incredibly lonely, and it's been a really tough thing for me, because I had to look at that belief that I had within me that was a bad thing, and that being lonely is just, you know, it's a sign that you're just not there yet at your higher self, because your higher self wouldn't be lonely. Like, you would just enjoy time with yourself. And that's the thing. Like, I love being by myself. I love being alone. Like, right now, I'm just sitting here in my van in the forest alone recording this podcast. And I'm so good at being alone. And I value my alone time so much more than any other time or any other experience that I have with people. Which is kind of problematic too, but like, I would rather just crawl into my van and sit in the forest for 3 days instead of, you know, going out and meeting people and whatever. So I am extremely good at being alone, if you can even say that, but whatever, we're just gonna leave it there. Like, I think I'm extremely good at being alone, and I think I'm at a point now where I really can say that I don't need anyone to be happy, and I don't need anybody in my life to fulfill me and make me happy at all. But I still feel lonely. And I always thought that once I would get to that point where I feel really happy alone and I enjoy my own company and I'm just really, really happy and fulfilled within my own energy without anyone else being there, I thought once I got to that point, I wouldn't need anyone else. Like, I just would be happy alone, and that's it. But lately I've been feeling lonely, and I've been having an extreme desire to connect deeply with another human being. And especially romantically, I think I've closed myself off for the majority of the past almost 3 years. After coming out of that really long relationship, I only really opened up a handful of times, and I wouldn't say that I'm the most open person in the sense that I let everyone in right away. And I think I am really, really actively working on being more open with my love and my heart, and I'm really actively working on opening my heart more and just coming into human interactions with an open heart and with a warm, loving energy, just because I've really neglected that in the past. It was really easy for me in the past to be cold and closed off and kind of like put up a front and play a character in order to please other people. But it was really hard for me to actually genuinely be vulnerable and have an open heart. And I think the past few months have really shown me that opening your heart really just opens the gate for everything to come into your life. Like, leading with love and having an open heart just is so, it's so beautiful, because not only love in the form of people can come into your life, but also love in the form of abundance and opportunities and experiences. Like, if you lead everything you do with an open heart, it's just gonna be a better vibe, man. It's just love is the answer, my friends. Love is the answer. I sometimes find it so funny when I say these things, because I literally, like, I'm turning into my most hippie self, and sometimes it's so funny to watch myself just, like, fully embody the hippie in me and just be like, love is the answer. But it literally is. Like, I swear to God, having an open heart just makes everything in your life so much more easy and just leads with less resistance. And yeah, you're just gonna be so much more open to receive literally anything. Like, everything is love, and whether you want to attract abundance into your life or certain experiences or certain people, just, like, have an open heart. That's your portal. That is your portal to attract things into your life, whatever you want, you know? But what I wanted to speak about on this topic of loneliness and kind of deeming the emotion of feeling lonely as a bad thing and as an unspiritual thing, I just had this incredible experience, which I want to tell you a little bit about, a quick little story time, because this was extremely transformational for me. And ever since I kind of had this visual in my mind, I could let go of a lot of conditioning and a lot of belief systems that I had within myself regarding love and regarding partnership and romantic connections. So I do these things. I do these things. If you didn't know, I do these things. No. So basically once a month, I go to a group balance. It's so hard to explain what we actually do there. Let me just translate a couple of words so that I can actually properly explain it to you, what's actually going on there. Okay, I'll be right back. Okay, I'm back. I just don't have a good answer or just, like, a good way to explain it. I can't even explain it in German, and I've tried so many times with my friends. I have never been able to actually explain it. I think that you have to be there and actually experience it yourself to understand. So I'm not even gonna try. I'm just gonna say it's a very holistic and spiritual approach to healing, and there's one session every month where just a bunch of people come together and heal themselves and each other. That's basically just a very brief explanation. So I went there last month, and as I do every month, I basically never really have a plan for the session. I just go in and go with the flow. And so my issue that I wanted to discuss there, or that I wanted to gain more clarity on, I guess, was basically my immense need and longing for stability in my life, and stability in the sense of financial stability, but also really, really wanting a space, really wanting a space where I can just create and spread my wings and have my own little sanctuary where I can just, you know, be with my own energy and just, like, have this blissful place where I can just go back and just a place that I call home. Because, little backstory, I traveled for 6 months and then I got back and I was completely broke. So I lived on my mom's couch for the past few months, and I still do, and I'm looking for a place right now. But I just have this, yeah, I'm working on it, but deep within me I have this immense wish and longing for a very open space that I can express my creativity in with no limitations, and that I can just grow and spread my wings and be myself and just spread my energy everywhere. Because I don't think I'm very easy to live with, because I just have a very intense energy, or I just, my aura is really big sometimes. I don't know how else to explain it. I just need a lot of space, and I need a lot of freedom within that space. And of course, that's really not been there because I've been living on my mom's couch for the past few months. So I'm really at a point where I'm like, I don't even care financially anymore. I just know that I need to get my own place again. So that was really the theme of this session last month. So I was like, I have this immense need for my own space, and I don't really know what to do. And I also have this immense feeling of stability, not in the sense of a, you know, living space, but also within a person, longing for a partner, having someone in my life that I can fall into their arms and be my human self and cry and feel my emotions and be vulnerable with, but also that can be a guide and that I can learn something from and that I can grow together with. And I just want someone in my life to build something with, because I'm really like at this point in my life where I have this immense feeling of I want to build something for myself. I want this stability, not as a kind of constricting box, but as a fundament for building this incredible, rich, abundant, free life. And I don't want to build it alone. I don't want to build it alone. And I came with that general theme to this session. And basically within this entire session, so many things came up. And I suddenly at the end of the whole session, which is usually the most intense part of it all, I cried. And I have not been able to cry for almost 3 years. After the breakup, I really cut myself off from my emotions and being vulnerable, especially with myself. Like, it hurts so much even to think about it, because I don't allow myself still to feel many things. And I've been really, really struggling with this part of myself and with this part of my experience, because I just miss crying. It sounds so crazy to some people probably, but I just miss crying. I miss falling into my bed and just sobbing into the pillow, because I know there is so much pain that still needs to be felt and that I have not been able to come to the surface yet, that I've not let basically I was able to cry that day, and that in itself was a huge release, just because I had this extreme wish to cry properly for so long, and it was such an incredible feeling to be able to cry there. And I was supported by so many beautiful, incredible people in that room, and that just really made me feel so safe to express those emotions and to not always have to be happy and to look fucking ugly when you cry and to sob and snot and cry however you want, because that's just human. That is just a beautiful part of having this human experience, is being able to feel emotions and to just sob your eyes out when everything gets too much and to go through the pain. Like, that's what I really missed the past few years of my life. I always felt like I wasn't able to move through the pain. I always kind of avoided it, but I didn't even want to. Like, I literally, because I know, and I've been, you know, reading all the books and just like being very immersed in this spiritual path for the past few years, like I knew that to let go of the pain, you have to move through the pain. And I was just not able to do that. And I still don't think I'm 100% there yet, or I've been, you know, through all the pain that I need to go through in order to actually let it behind and like leave it in the past. But that day I was able to cry. So that in itself was a huge release. But what I also realized is that I had this belief within myself that in order to be ready for a partnership, especially for a romantic partnership, and you know, I was longing for a partner, a romantic partner, someone to connect with so, so, so deeply that basically everything that's left, you know, between you guys is just this human existence, and you know, your souls can really connect on this super deep level. That's what I'm really longing for. And I realized in this session that I have this belief within myself that in order to be able to go into a relationship and to be ready for a relationship, you have to be whole. And I'm going to explain what whole really meant to me and how my perception of being whole has now completely shifted. I thought, or I had this belief that, you know, you have to work on yourself and heal everything that you have within yourself, and all the pain and all the negative emotions and everything you've gone through, traumatic experience, whatever. Like, on the spiritual path, we you know, we try to heal everything. We try to really just like become the best version of ourselves. And in my mind, that was like, okay, so until I get to that point of having healed everything and being the best version that I can be in this lifetime, and just being this loving light and just like this perfect spiritual being and not having any more baggage, then I'm whole. And once I'm whole, then I'm ready for a relationship. 'Cause how dare I put myself into a relationship with another human being if I still have that baggage, if I still have those open wounds? Like, how I dare to put that on someone and to do that to someone, to deal with my shit and to deal with my baggage? Like, I just thought that I couldn't do that to someone, and that because of that, because I still have so many things to learn and to heal, like every one of us, I thought because of that, I was hard to love. Or I just couldn't put that onto someone. I just couldn't put, you know, everything that I still have, all the shit that I still have in my backpack carrying around with past trauma and whatever. Like, I was just like, I can't put that onto someone. So if I'm not whole yet, if I'm not 100% healed and in my highest version of myself, then I can't go into a relationship. Because if I feel lonely, that's not a spiritual thing to feel. You know, that was my belief. But a mentor of mine, and basically the woman that kind of guides these sessions, was like, but you are whole. You are whole, the minute you are born, the second you come to this earth, you are whole. You don't need to do anything. We are born whole. We are so worthy of love. The second we come out of our mother's wombs, we come out of our mother's wombs as little crying babies, and right there, that's all we gotta be. That's all we have to be. That's the most, like, look at a little baby. It's so lovable. It doesn't do anything for it. It just is. It's just whole as it is. It doesn't feel the need to do anything to make a face or to please you in any way. Like, it literally just is, and that's why it's lovable. It's whole. We come to this earth being whole. And that's why you don't have to do anything before you can be whole enough to actually, you know, be with another whole enough person. As dumb as it sounds, that's what I really thought. You have to heal everything. You have to be whole. You know, you have to be done in order to go into a relationship. But relationships are there to teach you things, to help you heal whatever is left to heal, to help you evolve, to make you think a different way, to give you a certain perspective, to trigger some things that you still need to look at. Like, that's what relationships are for. And I'm not only talking about romantic relationships, I'm only talking about just like human connections, like friendships or even family. Like, everyone's just there to hold the mirror in front of your face and make you realize who you are and who you are not and what you still have to learn in this lifetime. So basically, like, if you don't want to be a monk just sitting in a forest for a year without having any human interaction, you know, it's okay to want to be loved. It's okay to want other people in your life. It's okay. You don't have to do anything on your own. You don't have to fight your own battles. You don't have to always just be the strong one, always be the highest version of yourself. We are here to be human. And we so often forget that on our spiritual journeys, that we are here to be human and loving other people and being in romantic, emotional connections, in relationships, is such a huge, beautiful part of being human. Like, being able to feel feelings of love and just, you know, the honeymoon phase and being in love and being happy and also fighting and also just sometimes saying shit that your highest self wouldn't say. Like, that's all part of being human. And we need to embrace that part of ourselves, because if we wouldn't have to, you know, have these experiences anymore, we wouldn't have come here to this planet to live as a human being for a lifetime. And that's what I really had to look at and realize, that I am whole. And just the way I am right now at this point in my life is enough to be loved. And just coming to this planet and just being myself is enough to be lovable and to be deserving of love, because every single being is deserving of love just because it is whole and deserving and worthy just the way it is, literally without doing anything. That's just what we are. We are all so worthy of the love that we want for ourselves. We deserve every little ounce of love in any form. And I want you to tell this to yourself, because currently I'm speaking these words out loud, probably, you know, this in depth for the first time ever in my entire life, and it just feels so fucking good. It feels so fucking good to tell yourself that you're worthy of the love you think you deserve, because you do deserve it just the way you want it and you long for it and you desire it. And the desire for love is such a human part of us, and it's not a bad thing, and it's not an unspiritual thing to want a partner in your life and to want someone to hold you and to cry and to not be the highest and most incredible best version of yourself all the time. You want someone there to go on this journey with you and to teach each other things that you yourself would not be able to teach yourself. That's just what other people are there for in our lifetimes. They're just there to be mirrors for us. They're just there to show us what we need to look at within ourselves. And moving forward, I just think that we all should embrace every single part of our experience as a human being, and especially people that are, you know, in the spiritual community. I hear you. I hear everything you're saying. Like, we're all just so committed to being the best version of ourselves, and our higher selves are just out there, and we're gonna get there, and we're gonna be the highest and most glowing and lovable version of ourselves. Like, that's beautiful. Beautiful. And I'm so grateful to be on this journey too. And I'm so grateful to be part of this little human community that really, like, we understand each other. When you tell me, like, you're committed to your spiritual journey, you want to be your highest self, I'm like, fuck yes. But please do not forget to be human. Do not forget to embrace every human side of you. If you want to be loved by someone, that's beautiful. If you want to fall into someone's arms and cry and just be vulnerable, that's beautiful. If you want to be rich and famous, that's beautiful too. We're all just here to experience this life. And I think having a balance between the spiritual side of you and the human side of you is so important. Yes. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I really got into a really good flow at the end there. I just want to say thank you so much for listening to all of this. It's a little bit of a longer one, but I just had a lot of things to say, and it took me a little bit to get into the beautiful flow of talking today because I haven't done it in a while. But yeah, I hope you're good. I wish you a blessed week or a blessed weekend. Turn off your phone for a little bit. Go outside. Look into the distance. And be with your thoughts and just allow everything to come up. Don't judge it. Don't judge anything within yourself. Don't look at it as black and white. Don't look at it as bad or good or spiritual or not spiritual. Like, it's all part of you. And that's beautiful. Thank you so much for listening. I love you. Bye.